Jesus didn't come to just give us rest. He is our rest. You know, years ago, the Lord just revealed to me that the position of rest is like something, a weight leaning into a hollow. You know, it finds its it rests there, and it cannot be disturbed. It's like a weight that is wedged into something else, and that's exactly our position also in Jesus Christ. We are wedged in a place where we cannot be removed. But you know, it's interesting to me because there are mainly two words in Hebrew, possibly quite a few more, but the main one that we always hear about is for the word rest is Shabbat. And then there's also another one which is Nuach, and Nuach comes in various forms, and sometimes it's used as Manuach, sometimes it's used in another form, but the main concept of Nuach is also rest. The word Shabbat is something else. We've translated it as rest, and it is rest, but it is actually more than rest. It's a celebration, and it's a seizure from work. But it's a seizure from work with a specific purpose, and that purpose is the celebration of what is completed. And it's very, very important because also the Shabbat, and remember that all the Jewish feasts are referred to as Shabbat. Whenever you've got a feast, that is called Shabbat, and when there's a special feast, that's also a Shabbat. And every week there is a Shabbat, which starts on the Friday afternoon and ends on the Saturday afternoon in the Gregorian week, and this is Shabbat. But as I said, Shabbat is not just rest, and we often stop at the word rest, but it's more than rest. It's rest and seizure with a purpose to celebrate what has been completed. And that's why when you read Genesis, you read there that the Lord created everything in 6 days, and then there was a Shabbat, which means that he then ceased to create because it was finished, and he stopped and rested with the purpose of celebrating what he has completed. Remember, that celebration comes right after he created man. And it's very interesting, if you look at the word Shabbat in the Hebrew, the pictograph there paints the picture. There are three Hebrew characters that is used in the Hebrew alphabet, and these characters spell out the following: consume the house or the temple by the covenant. And that in itself is mind-blowing because it points directly to Jesus, whose body was consumed, the temple being the body, whose body was consumed was Jesus. And Jesus obviously is for the covenant. The word therefore for covenant, the T is actually a cross. It shows directly to the cross. So the word rest is interesting. When we look at the word Nuach or Manuach, we find also all sorts of very interesting pictographs. But what is of main importance there is that we find our rest even in the word Manuach or Nuach or Nacham. We find that in Jesus. The word Nacham also points towards Jesus. It means there that we are made to be at rest, to console, or to be at ease. The pictogram graph also there is just so interesting because it says it is activity or work that is fenced off by the blood. Once again, pointing straight to Jesus. Activity or work that is fenced off. In other words, it is fenced off. Your work has been fenced off by the blood. There's no necessity for you to work. And obviously, we can read all of that in Hebrews, where the author of Hebrews then quotes Joshua 22:4, and where he says that, and this is wrong. The translation in the New King, or in the King James, is wrong, where it says Jesus. It actually reads verse 4 that for if Joshua had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day. And by that, he's talking about Jesus, who gave us rest, who is the one that we can wedge ourselves into. We are wedged into him. Remember also that when the Lord appeared to Moses, he wedged him between the rocks, and then he moved by so that Moses could see his backside. And it's the same concept. We are wedged in Christ forever. So when we look at this, we should look at it with a new perspective. It says in Hebrews 4, verse 2 to 3, "For unto us was the gospel, the good news, preached as well as unto them." I'm talking about the Jews. "But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest." And the word there again being noach. "As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the earth, the world." So this already is just the author of Hebrews just giving us a complete picture that before the foundation of the earth, Jesus was crucified and works were finished from the foundation of the world. That verse there is just such an awesome reflection back into scripture, what was the shadow, and that we now have the end product, that which Jesus came for. And that is what we are celebrating. Just again on the word Shabbat, we today live in a constant state of Shabbat. We are celebrating constantly the completed work of God, who is Jesus. So you cannot cease from Shabbating. You Shabbat every single day. If you observe the finished work of the cross, you are in Shabbat. Isn't this just awesome? Isn't this just so fantastic? And I leave all the rest up to you on the whole concept of Zaphnapaneah, where the enemy even sees that Jesus is the finished work. He calls Joseph Zaphnapaneah, that means treasure of the glorious rest. And that was after he had his dreams on the 7 years of famine, and Joseph just showed him what those dreams meant. And then subsequently Joseph was put in charge of the whole of Egypt. You can go and read all of that. That is just so powerful and awesome that even the enemy can see the finished work, the rest of God, when that rest appears in front of him. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope you enjoyed this, and be blessed. Amen.